You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
All right, I'm CJ Williams. We're at Entrepreneur Connect Charlotte networking event right here in the heart of Uptown. I'm joined by the organizer of this event, Ms. Yeah. Brittany. I want to first thank you for allowing me to come out here and bring this.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Brittany. I am the founder and the CEO of Entrepreneurs Connect CLT, where we are tonight. Word vomit here. But it is a networking event for current and for aspiring entrepreneurs. I have an overarching business above this that is called Souls on Fire Network. And Souls on Fire Network is a faith-based business. And it is specifically for a professional corporate person, maybe you're looking for more in your life. Maybe you're like, hey, there's a tug on my heart, and I don't think the 9-to-5 is for me anymore. I think that God has called me to something greater. So that's what Souls on Fire Network was founded under. It's helping those aspiring entrepreneurs become entrepreneurs. And under Souls on Fire Network is Entrepreneurs Connect, which is where we are here tonight. So that is, if you're a current entrepreneur or if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you're definitely welcome to this event. And we have a signature event here called the Entrepreneur Hot Seat, where we bring up a few entrepreneurs to talk about their business, talk about a specific struggle in their business, and they're able to phone a friend and ask the audience different questions that they may struggle in their business, and they're able to get just a lot of clarity from those different questions.
Yeah, that was great too. That was something I haven't seen in networking events.
Yeah.
Next time I come, we're going to have to film that.
100%.
That would be great content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be helpful for people.
Yep.
I think that was dope.
Yeah. I agree.
So, you're an entrepreneur, right?
Yes.
Talk about what you do as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a faith-based entrepreneur, and I'm just really a community builder.
Okay.
I had a business, Souls on Fire, about 5 years ago, and now God has called me to rebrand and relaunch that business. And that is really something with where we're standing in today, just helping those aspiring entrepreneurs become entrepreneurs. You know, I've heard from a few different entrepreneurs that you are most qualified to help the person that you used to be. And I used to be that person that didn't have the connections, didn't have the finances, didn't have the coaching or the mentorship to step into that thing that God has called them to do. And I want to be able to help that person now, because I believe everyone deserves to be an entrepreneur if that's something that they have been called to do. And just because you don't have the finances or the resources or the connections to be able to do that, like Souls on Fire Network, Entrepreneurs Connect, we can help you do that.
Cool. What do you get out of this?
Just seeing people connect. That's really the heart of everything. Is I love people being able to make genuine connections. I was interviewed a few months ago for a faith-based leadership page. And I talked about myself being an entrepreneur, and you can look this up, but kind of one of my exact wording was, I don't even care if people know that I'm the CEO of it. Like, I want God to be exalted in everything that I do. Oh, He is the center of every single thing that I do. And whether I can bring people to Christ, talk about God on the stage, or if I can set one person free in this room and just give them clarity on their business and what God has called them to do, then I know it's the right thing. So the day that you plant the fruit the day that you plant the seed is not the day that you eat the fruit. So really just planting different seeds, and do not grow weary, for in due season you will reap a harvest if you do not give up.
Okay. Did you get the turnout you expected?
Yeah, it was great. I knew God was going to send the people, and He sent the right people. So glory and honor to God for all that.
Okay, cool. So you traveled here to Charlotte.
I did.
From where?
I live in Orlando, Florida, and have a very successful networking event here in Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina.
So you come here just to do this?
I do.
Why here?
I used to live in Charlotte. I lived here for About 3.5 years, and God called me back to Florida about 4 months ago, and he just pulled on my heart to keep the networking event running. So I have been extremely blessed with a fantastic leadership team here, a couple other co-hosts and event hosts here in Charlotte, and what you've seen in this room tonight with people connecting and an entrepreneur hot seat, and people just being able to make connections, potentially find mentorship and get clarity. Entrepreneurs Connect will be in every major city in America, and it will be nationwide as well. So Orlando, Florida is the next place that we're
Orlando,
going.
Orlando, you're next.
Yes. Yep.
So, okay, on that. So you have it mapped out for 2026? Like, how often are you going to be doing these events here in Charlotte? When can I expect to come back?
Yeah, so these events, Entrepreneurs Connect, CLT, will be once a month, typically the second Wednesday of every month, here in the Legacy Union building next to the Bank of America Tower.
Okay, cool. So talk about the platform. I talked to Carisha.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are building something.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So outside of building Souls on Fire Network and Entrepreneurs Connect, I'm still a corporate woman, by the way, as well. So I have a 9-to-5 and, work 100% remote there. But Carisha and I are co-hosts of a podcast called The Upper Flame, based on Acts 2 in the Bible, where is the Holy Spirit is raining down. And we really just kind of call people out. If you're a lukewarm Christian, you probably don't want to listen to it because you're going to get challenged. It's going to help you be a better Christian, a better wife, a better mother, a better husband, a better father. And it's going to challenge you to just grow deeper in your relationship with God, but also, just to help you gain clarity in your life as well.
What makes you the person to be calling somebody out?
Oh.
Who are you to call somebody else out on their Christianity?
Yeah. Well, I think to go back to my point before, you are most qualified to help the person that you once were. And I have had the call on my heart for a while to just grow deeper in my relationship with God. And I think that there are a lot of things standing in my way with that. So I wish that I had someone who was maybe a little hard on me and just tell me straight up facts. Tell me things that I don't want to hear, but tell me things that I need to hear. So I believe, everyone, wants to grow deeper in their relationship with God. At least they should. So that's kind of why I feel qualified to do that.
Good. I wasn't trying to put you
on. No, you're good. You're good.
Okay, cool. Anything else you want to get out to the people? Say?
God is good. Jesus Christ is King. That's it. But I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you reaching out. And who knows? Maybe we'll continue to connect and collaborate. Yeah. But hopefully we'll see
and
you at
a
next.
I hope this brought a little something to the event, like a little extra.
Oh yeah, it was great. Yeah, you had he had lines up here, y'all. Y'all gotta come to an Entrepreneurs Connect event. You wanna come to Orlando? You can come to Orlando.
You gonna fly me out? Yeah.
Okay. We'll put it on the tab.
All right. So. I know you said the podcast is coming up. You guys haven't released it yet, right?
No. So the podcast, The Upper Flame, is releasing on March 3rd, 2026.
Okay. So how can people connect with you and find out more about you and then get in line to watch that or to tune into the podcast?
Yeah. So the Upper Flame podcast, our Instagram and Threads is The Upper Flame. Facebook also The Upper Flame. And then you can find us at upperflame.com.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.